Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live phones are open here. Kicking off the third hour of the program. You can join us and take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. And by that I mean you can bring up anything you want. We'll talk to you about it. Of course, we bring in things to talk about too. Coming up, we're going to get into, actually right now, we're going to get into the latest from Australia. It has been absolutely insane in Australia how far they have gone with the COVID crackdowns, with the mandates, with the vaccine passports, with locking people away in quarantine camps, building more quarantine camps that are brand new. They were using like old sort of repurposed work camps from private industry that had still existed. And since the money was available, they went ahead and started building government camps from scratch. And they're doing the same thing, by the way, in China.
I think they're in a case of, I think they're repurposing. Like one is a repurposed mining camp.
That's correct. That's the hot springs.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. They were repurposing, but they're also building brand new camps.
Making new.
And that's what they're doing in China as well, where they're locking people away. And if they want, they'll put you in there for 2 weeks. If you're a good little boy or girl, maybe they'll let you out. But if you're not, then they'll just keep you in there as long as they damn well please.
And put a strike on your credit score as well.
So what's the latest? Well, here's a story from the West Australian at perthnow.com.au. Frontline staff policing Australia's broadest proof of vaccination laws will be backed by tough new penalties that could see anyone who, quote, threatens, intimidates, or is even just offensive to that person when asked for proof of vaccination, jailed or fined. So I could see why, threats are unacceptable. But even if you just simply offend the person who's asking you for the vaccine paperwork, the new rules came into effect Monday. Bar anyone who is not double-dose vaccinated against COVID-19 from a raft of hospitality and entertainment venues, gyms, hospitals, schools, and bottle shops. I guess that's their term for a bar.
Bottle shops.
Bottle shops.
That's odd.
The new rules apply to people aged over 16 who do not have a medical exemption. Businesses will be expected to police the new rules themselves, leading to fears of conflict between staff and unvaccinated customers that are refused entry or service.
Yeah, I like it when they run it this way, because a lot of these establishments, the big monster ones, might enforce it. They might actually hire someone to stand at the door and to walk around making sure that people have their papers, please. But little mom and pop stores, these where I shop at, they're not going to enforce this.
Well, they're being required to.
They are, but they're not going to because they want to sell their product and they don't want to have conflict or start drama with their customer. Walmart might do it, but mom and pop, they're going to be like, yeah, you know what? Just come on in. Just come in and just do what you do. You say because they want the business.
They do. I get what you're saying, Conan. But this is an incredibly obedient population we're talking about.
Yeah,
here. We're talking about Australia.
Yeah, prison colony.
Yeah, I mean these people have been beaten down, and very few of them are willing to stand up. Now it doesn't say what the punishment is.
It doesn't say fine and or jail and no. or strike on their credit score. And by the way, this all happened when Paul Hogan left. Crocodile Dundee, man.
That ruined everything.
Ruined everything. He moved to the States.
Yeah, he's been in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But according to the story here, they're talking about, so even though they're saying businesses are expected to police the new rules themselves, they're not saying what the penalty is if they don't, but you better believe there is one. But they're talking about the penalty for those who confront the staff. So the reason why they're promoting this is to give the business owners the courage. Say, oh, well, if anybody messes with you, just call the police,
right,
and they'll arrest them.
Yeah, right. And look how well that's working in Keene. new article in the Sentinel today.
Oh.
They have not arrested and or fined anybody.
Excellent.
During this entire month that this nonsense has been reintroduced.
Have they given any of the warnings out?
They have a memo that talks about why you should do it and da-da-da-da-da, they hand it to you. And that's it.
That's what the police are doing.
That's what they're doing. They go there with a memo. Here's your warning, or not your warning, but this is how you should act in public or in this establishment, and that's it.
How many times have they given that out?
I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that no one's been arrested and have been no fines.
Well, I'll tell you this, Conan. I saw a police officer, a high ranking officer,
in the bottle shop.
No, saw him at the grocery store. And I'm not going to say who it was because, I want to protect him because the media has been rabid against Jason Short, who's a police lieutenant, who came out and actually spoke out against the mandate.
He's not going to force it. I'm just plain not going to force this nonsense.
And so I spoke with someone who's even higher ranking than him. Now, that narrows it down because there are only like three people who are higher ranking than him. And the officer I spoke with, I said, hey, what do you think about what happened to old Jason Short? And he didn't even really know what that situation was about.
It was in the paper.
I know. It just goes to show there's not really any meaningful,
He just doesn't even care.
Awareness, right? Like, it doesn't matter to him, really. And so I kind of I gave him a little briefing on what had happened.
Yeah.
And he said, there's no one in the Keene police that wants to enforce this.
It's ridiculous. And that's why I'm happy that Australia is handling it basically the same way.
Their cops are going around cracking down on people.
But they're actually saying in this article that they're leaving it up to the stores, the establishments, to take care of being threatened by
the police.
Because they know if they have to send a police to every single violation, they don't have the numbers. They just don't have it. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the police are actually beating people
up. They're
actually hitting people.
Australia.
They're actually setting the dogs loose on...
And
violators.
If you confront the staff, so if you walk into, the gym or
the bottle shop,
indoor entertainment venue, a hospital, and you don't show proof of vaccination and you say something about it, you give them a little bit of lip.
A little smarmy.
Then they call the police and then you could be arrested, facing up to a year in jail or a fine of up to $50,000 Australian.
Almighty.
The Shop and Distributive and Allied Employees Association State Secretary Peter O'Keefe said the penalties were, quote, a significant deterrent for anyone likely to go after a shop assistant for simply doing their job. He said further, if people break these rules and a couple of them are prosecuted, that would send a message far and wide. It's an important protection that was needed because we have seen the public can be quite badly behaved, particularly in liquor stores, at the best of times.
Yeah, sorry. Unquote. The people enforcing this, the cops, are the badly behaved.
Absolutely.
Sorry. The rest of them, the ones that are getting beat down with batons, they are trying to be free, trying to live their lives freely and peacefully. Not the cops. Bad behavior.
Earlier this month, Mark McGowan had urged people to not be, quote, dropkicks, unquote, by giving venue staff a hard time when asked to show proof of their COVID-19 vaccination. In a social media post, the premier said the aim of the vaccination proof was to ensure everyone stayed safe during the pandemic. Quote, if you're asked to show your proof of vaccination, don't be a dropkick, he wrote. He said further, there is never an excuse to be rude to staff. Not now, not ever. It's not the Western Australian way. Requiring proof of vaccination for higher risk venues means that everyone in attendance is safer. It's already been rolled out in some other states, and there's no reason Western Australia can't do it too.
Sorry, Premier. You put these associates in a bad situation. You forced them into a corner. It is your dictates that put them in a bad situation. It's not the guys who are just trying to shop at the bottle shop and get their drinks. It's your problem.
But now people are going to get arrested, and it's going to be a he said, she said thing, right?
Maybe this needs to happen. Maybe this needs to be the kick in the pants, the drop kick that the Aussies need to wake them up out of this nonsense.
Maybe
they need more baton hits to the head to wake up.
It's already really bad there, so, this is just another step towards total tyranny.
I'm starting to lose sympathy for you guys.
Yeah.
2 years of this.
When are you going to stand up? Supposedly the Australian truckers are doing something. Again, I don't know how that's panning
out. They need to stop delivering the food. That'll wake people up.
Change it. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
So 303-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. And take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. In Australia, you don't have the freedom of speech. Australia does not have a constitution, a bill of rights.
They don't have guns.
They don't have that. Well, it's easy to take those away if they don't have any kind of rights.
Well, I mean, that's really, I don't know, that's a key factor in retaining your ability to talk freely.
Yeah, a lot of people make that argument here in the U.S., and I think there's a strong argument for it. We can continue with what's going on over in Western Australia. You can bring up whatever's on your mind as well, and then we can go a little closer to home with the latest from Boston, one of the cities where they do have vaccine passports. They do have mandates. How's the restaurant industry doing there in Boston? We can tell you about that. Again, the number is 603-283-6160, but Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you're interested in learning about cryptocurrency, and by the way, the governments of the world hate
cryptocurrency,
with the exception of the El Salvadoran one.
And they hate Ian.
They sure do.
And the rest of the Crypto 5.
The Crypto 6.
Well, the other fives.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying. Anyway, go to Bitcoin.com, learn about this technology. It's amazing. There is a bit of a learning curve, but it's not really that complicated to understand the basics. It gets complicated the further down you dig. Like if you want to learn about how the programming or the math or something works, I don't know how that works, but I know that it works well, and I know that it works to allow people to transfer value from one person to another within relatively instantaneously. And that it's been working for more than a decade now. And it's absolutely incredible technology you need to learn about. Go to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. And if you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those for you there, too, at news.bitcoin.com, updated every single day. That's news.bitcoin.com. So we were talking about the new law that is apparently in effect. It started on Monday. In Western Australia, where if you say something offensive to a staff member at a restaurant or a gym or indoor entertainment facility of some sort, if they come up to you and say, excuse me, I would like to see your vaccination passport.
Screw off. Screw off.
And you say, no, I don't like you. Stop asking me those things. Leave me alone.
You're a dropkick.
Yeah.
Or whatever that is.
Yeah, I wonder what that means. Some sort of Australian slang.
Well, a drop kick is where you take your football,
yeah,
and you hold it up and you drop it and you kick it.
Right, but it's being used to apply to a human here, so like I don't know what that means.
Some kind of an insult.
It is apparently an insult. So yeah, if you insult this person,
I guess you would not want to be the football getting kicked, being dropped and then kicked. So if you're a drop kick, I guess you are the heel,
maybe.
Who knows?
There's probably Aussies, Urban Dictionary.
Are Aussies even allowed to listen to this program?
Pull up Urban Dictionary and look it up.
Absolutely.
Because you don't have the freedom of speech, and you never did in Australia, not just Western Australia, but the entirety of Australia. New Zealand is also like this, where they have no Bill of Rights, they have no constitution. The government can basically just do whatever it is that they want to do. I mean, that's essentially what happens here in the United States, too. But they still have to pay lip service to freedom of speech. Like, we're still able to be critical of the federal government here in the United States. If you want to tell somebody to flip off at a private business, they can tell you to leave. But they can't have you arrested for what you say to them.
This is the world we live in. The woke, don't hurt my feelings, let me be safe in my safe space moment.
Yeah.
By the way, a dropkick refers to someone who isn't very smart and hasn't made it very far in life. A dropkick usually doesn't go to school anymore, so a dunce.
Gotcha.
And I got a lot of upvotes, so I'm assuming that is the correct definition.
Gotta love Urban Dictionary.
I love it.
It's massively informative website.
And entertaining a lot of the times.
Yeah, it really is. That's really all that's worth pointing out here. I'm sure there's been some more terrible news from Australia. Honestly, I have not been following the COVID news very closely over recent weeks. There's so many other exciting things going on, like the truckers, the convoy in Ottawa, and so on. But there's, I've seen a few things here worth mentioning, and there is one story out of Boston that I do want to get into, but first, we're going to go to Richard. He's calling us from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, I'd like to comment on Whoopi Goldberg claiming the Holocaust didn't involve race. And if not, why then were all the Jews killed during World War II? And if Whoopi isn't removed from the show she is on, people should quit watching that show, and they should boycott all of endorsements if Whoopi has any. Because
have you heard about this, Conan, this Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Hang on, Richard. I just want to see, like, because I heard something, but I didn't look closely.
Oh yeah, this is the drama that gets eaten up the easiest. It's easy to understand. It's a celebrity saying something stupid, and of course everyone's making a big fuss about it. And actually, to think about it, the fact that she says that race wasn't an indicator of their Jewish annihilation is a very that is very interesting, especially coming from someone in Hollywood, someone who is probably rubbing shoulders with a lot of Jews, and for her to come out and say, of course, this is the one who was with Ted Danson who did blackface. So I mean, maybe she's an anti-Semite. Who knows? But I mean, for her to come out and make these claims is very interesting.
Well, according to the story at CNN, during a roundtable discussion, Goldberg said she was surprised at nudity in a, I guess it was a graphic novel depicting the horrors of the Holocaust. She was surprised at the nudity and not the Holocaust itself is what appeared to concern the school board. While co-host Joy Behar replied the nudity concerns were likely, quote, a canard to throw you off from the fact that they don't like that history makes white people look bad, Goldberg then said, quote, well, this is white people doing it to white people, so y'all gonna fight amongst yourselves, yeah. She said.
And I think she went on to say something to the effect that the Ku Klux Klan was down the street, and I was standing next to a Jew. There was no way in hell they were coming after him or her. They were going to get me first. Something to that effect. The idea that she would come out and make these claims is, I think, very telling. That she really doesn't know what's going on. She's lost the picture. Definitely.
Thanks for bringing this up tonight, Richard. Definitely appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call. The number is 603-283-6160. She's now since apologized for the comments because Jews are a race.
Yeah, well, but a lot of them are a lot of people are Jewish or have some Jew in them in this country, and so it is, you know. Yeah, don't you have like a fingernail or something worth of?
I'm 10% or 11%.
I wouldn't know.
But
for her to make that claim, though, is exactly what the black community or black activists have been complaining about forever, is that all Chinese look the same or all blacks look the same. She just said the same thing. She's like, all white people look the same to me. It's exactly what she just said.
Yeah, and if somebody said something like that about blacks on
she'd be all over it. She would be all
fired.
Over it. She's a hypocrite.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. But also, Hitler killed more than just Jews.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
The IRS will incorporate third-party facial recognition software this summer.
Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. While it's not a requirement yet, by the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credits, and more may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A major winter storm is expected to affect a huge portion of the U.S. Heavy snow is forecast to start in the Rockies while freezing rain will pelt Texas. The storm will then move on to dump snow and ice on the Midwest. More than a foot of snow is forecast in places. Airlines grounded more than 1,000 flights scheduled for Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. Pfizer is asking U.S. regulators to authorize extra low doses of its COVID-19 vaccine for children under the age of five. The move could open the way for the very youngest Americans to start receiving shots in March. If the FDA agrees, Pfizer shots containing just one-tenth of the dose given to adults could be dispensed to kids as young as 6 months. Fired Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores has sued the NFL and three of its teams, alleging racist hiring practices by the league. Lawyers sought class action status for the legal filing. Flores was fired last month by Miami after leading the Dolphins to a 24-25 record over 3 years. They went 9-8 in their second straight winning season, but failed to make the playoffs during his tenure. And in related news, Tom Brady announced his retirement from the NFL on Tuesday. The 44-year-old quarterback boasts 7 Super Bowl titles. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Open here if you want to join us. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and you can join the Matrix chat server. It is a self-hosted, more decentralized option. I mean, it's still a centralized server, but they're federated. So you can reach our server from other Matrix servers and vice versa. And it's pretty cool. It's free. It's encrypted if you want it to be. You can actually create your own chat rooms on this server. There's already dozens of rooms created by the show and listeners of the show. But also, if you just want to spin one up for whatever purposes you want, private, public, encrypted, unencrypted, it's up to you. Over at chat.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to a step-by-step set of instructions on how to join the Free Talk Live Matrix chat over at chat.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the latest bad news from Australia, and that is that in Western Australia, it is now illegal with a potential of up to a year in jail and $50,000 in fines simply for, quote, being offensive to people asking for your vaccination, it's your papers.
For hurting their feelings, yes. Essentially.
Yeah. If they feel threatened, intimidated, or offended, they can call the police. And I don't know, is it going to be he said, she said, or are we going to have some evidence here?
Or is it going to go straight to batons?
Well, what I mean is, like, when they call the police on you, you know, do they have to actually show some proof that you were, quote-unquote, offensive? Or do they just get to say, he offended me, and arrest that man?
I'm assuming that.
It could very well be that bad. I mean, this is terrible, this whole situation over there. And as you pointed out earlier, Conan,
by the way, guilty before being proven innocent.
Yeah, and as you pointed out earlier, while this happening while in other places that aren't that different, like the UK, they're rolling back regulations.
A lot of these are northern countries which are experiencing their cold flu season.
Yeah, it's summertime there.
This is the most ridiculous part about this. It's not even the flu season there.
No, it's crazy. Let's continue, though. You've got a story as well. We'll get into it. But first, we got Major Payne on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, there's a new little ditty going on about this truck convoy business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Evidently, there's about 1,000 rigs or so somewhere up in the Montana territory. I don't know if it's this side of the border or that side of the border that have blocked off the border. And they're still letting emergency vehicles and school buses and whatnot through. It's a border town.
Okay.
But they called the Mounties in on them, so I guess it's that side of the border, seeing as how that side of speculation has been handled. But anyway, these guys have gotten a legal fund together, and they've gotten a couple, three lawyers, and they're fighting a good fight. So
now, what is the goal? Why are they blocking the border?
Well, just to gain the respect and intimidate the powers that be. I don't know. They're trying to make everybody get vaccinated. I'm not going to let you frog stick me.
And the question is,
boys for standing their ground either.
When the food stops reaching the restaurants and the supermarkets and whatnot, because this is when revolution really is going to take place. It's when you haven't eaten for 3 days. That's when it's going to happen. And that's essentially what they're doing. I mean, it's one thing not to get your gadget from China, but when you can't get food from your store, from your supermarket, this is what's going to take place with these types of blockades. The food's not going to get there.
I'm older than you guys, and I remember seeing pictures of the old Soviet bloc, and there'd be like three pyramids of canned goods in the window of the store. And you go in this store, and that was all there was that tuna and beans and turnips.
It's like that to some extent. Here, I was at every week at the grocery store, Bonnie and I kind of assess what the status is. We were looking at shelves of drinks, like refrigerated drinks, and like those juices, the high expensive $3 a bottle kind of juices. They had one row.
I'm finding them too.
They had one row of them, so it looked like it was stocked.
Yeah, that's how
but there
do.
Was literally nothing else behind them.
Yeah, but that's an old trick. All stores do that, and stores do run out of items sometimes.
Sure, but it's happening a lot now, Conan. And it's not like it's always been that way. It's usually that section is very well stocked. Not anymore.
I am glad that these truckers are doing what they're doing because it's gonna start conversation, which it is. This whole week, this is all that's been talked about by some groups, and some groups are hailing them, and some are demonizing them.
Right.
But here's what I fear is going to happen when the food doesn't get to the stores. This is who are the customers going to be angry with? Are they going to be angry at the truckers? Are they going to be angry at the governments who created these sanctions? This is exactly what happens when you blockade countries and prevent food from getting in to other countries because we don't like their dictators. The people aren't mad at their dictators; they're mad at us. I mean, the whole point of sanctions is to roust these crazy people. But the people are never mad at them. They're mad at the people who are causing the problem, which in this case would be the truckers.
Or they'll get mad at the clerks, the poor clerks that are just trying to stock the shelves. They're the ones that have to deal with these customers.
Yeah.
It's way deeper than that. I called in on Sunday. I talked to the captain. And on 2020, when this whole thing first started, our Gretchen the Great grand home here wouldn't let us buy garden seeds.
I remember that. They did the same thing here at Walmart. They put tape all over. They wrapped them in plastic so you couldn't get
to them. That was Vermont. That didn't happen here.
Well, especially the heritage seeds. They wanted to sling the GMOs, but you could buy petunias and pansies and snapdragons, But
well, the thing is, half of those seeds on those racks aren't even heritage anyways. They're all hybrid.
Well, I know, but I keep an eye out for such things.
Yeah.
But they put a special kibosh on those.
Thanks, Major Payne, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. So, according to the Boston Restaurant Trade Group, this story from BusinessInsider.com, Boston restaurants are losing up to $15,000 per week due to the city's vaccine mandates.
It's horrible. I go back to it. Are they going to be mad at the right people? Are they going to be mad at the governments? Are they going to be mad at the people who aren't shopping there anymore? Are they going to make the right decision?
The new requirement to show proof of vaccination against COVID-19 took effect January 15th, so it's only been 2 weeks. But, quote, the damage that has already occurred statewide in the restaurant industry in relation to the COVID-19 pandemic cannot be undone, but the future of our restaurants, small businesses, and employment are reliant on the choices our leaders make today. Well, stop considering them your leaders.
First, yeah, just remove that from your vocabulary. They're not leading anything.
They're criminals.
They're leading you down a dark pit.
He said this in the Boston Herald. The MRA, which is the Massachusetts Restaurant Association, is a statewide association that provides access, influence, protection to restaurant professionals. It also provides support to the hospitality industry in City Hall. So they're a lobbyist group.
Yeah. They're a union. They're kind of a business union.
The official rules mean businesses are now required to ask patrons for proof of vaccination in response to Omicron. There have been numerous protests over the new rules. In a letter addressed to the mayor, the MRA wrote, quote, "We ask that you reevaluate the vaccine mandate given the rapidly improving conditions in Boston and provide the roadmap forward so that the most beleaguered industry in the most affected city in the state can make a plan towards recovery."
Stop asking for permission.
And start doing
it. Do it. This is a large establishment. They are representing all of the restaurants and all the food people. They have so much more power than they realize.
Yep.
Just
all they're doing is
say no. Just stop asking permission from these idiots. You can do it. I mean, it's so easy.
That's all it takes.
Just send an email to all your restaurants. We are not going to take it any longer.
Right. If you want to reopen, if you want freedom, just seize it and do it. That's what the truckers are showing people.
Exactly.
But are they paying attention? Do they have the cojones?
The truckers got balls is what it
is. That's what I'm saying, yeah. The 603-283-6160 is the number. You can join us here and share your thoughts on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Cody.
You can join us online, by the way. And we do have feeds, RSS feeds for podcasts. If you've got a podcast client, you want to subscribe to Free Talk Live, get over to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find the links that you need there. There's a link to our full podcast, which has all of the episodes of the show and the Daily Digest. There's also Daily Digest only and full episodes only versions. All of them are available over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That makes it so you can easily receive every episode that comes out. You don't even have to think about it. It's right there in your podcatcher, whatever you happen to use for that. So head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. Conan, you've got a story about the other side of the vaccination passport.
The black market.
The fact that people don't want to get these vaccines, but they still want to go out to eat and go out to the gym and
absolutely.
Do stuff. So
absolutely.
They're faced with a tough choice to make.
Yeah, this just sent in. This is from yesterday. My boss sent this in. She's always mad at me that I don't talk about articles that she sends me.
Okay,
hey, Lori, if you want to talk about anything, the name of the program is Free Talk Live. I know you know the number.
Yeah.
But thank you for sending to this because this has opened my eyes to one problem that I don't think is being really highlighted enough. Two nurses on New York's Long Island allegedly forged COVID-19 vaccination cards and entered the false shots in the state's database.
Ooh.
In a scheme that raked in over $1.5 million, according to prosecutors. Julia DeVuana, 49, the owner of the operator of the Wild Child Pediatric Healthcare in Amityville, and her employee, Marissa Uaro, 44, were arrested Thursday. The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office said Friday in a news release.
Wow.
Both women were charged with one count of second-degree forgery. DeVuana was also charged with first-degree offering a false instrument for filing, according to the release. Now, they were charging $220 per adult and $85 per child. Now, I did the math, and I just counted, adults at $220 a pop, $1.5 million, $220 a pop. That's 4,500 fake vaccine cards.
Not bad.
That these people were, not only are they making money off of black market style, which is the way that this is how it works. Hello, USSR. 4,500 fake vaccines that were counted in the database. So all right, they just caught two people. How many other nurses, how many other healthcare practitioners are doing the exact same thing and entering the data? Are the numbers that they're spewing to us that we're seeing in little ticker tape down at the bottom, so-and-so, such-and-such percentage of the state or the city have been vaccinated, is that number real?
Yeah, how fake is it? I mean, we can presume it's not fully accurate, but how inaccurate is it? We have no clue.
Yeah, I've always had a real serious problem with the case count, because you have hypochondriacs,
sure,
but are getting tested every damn week.
Right.
Are they counted as one case?
Or
is every time... Yeah. They send in their information. Are they counting all 10 cases?
Right. Well, I mean, that
which,
aside,
which I know they are.
And then there's of course the fact that these tests are highly inaccurate that they've been doing. So I mean, there's no way to know.
The PCR test is absolute crap.
Right.
It's a drop kick.
So there's no way to really know what the reality of this is.
The World Health Organization has already come out and says you can't use the PCR test. It doesn't. It's not. It's false positives. Too many. Yeah. It might prove that you have it. But it doesn't count the viral load.
Now, what I want to know about.
But my question is, they're using something else. What are like these tests they send that I've been delivering for the past month?
The instant test or whatever?
I don't know how they work. I don't know what they are. It's some kind of an antigen test. Who knows if they're even reliable?
Yeah. Who knows? What I'm wondering in this case is, can they identify after the fact? Like, are there initials or is there name on who they have approved into the system? Can the investigators go in and undo all of the people that have gotten the fake vaccine passports? Or is it just in the system? They don't know who put them in there, and so you can't undo what's already been done.
If you're a nurse, if you've actually administered these shots, and you actually, what do you do with the data? Are you just handing it to your bureaucratic administrator? And he's doing something with it? Are the names attached to the shots? I don't think so. I mean, you got people who are in drive-thrus. They're driving through a damn setup shop where you're just sticking your arm out the window and you're getting a shot. Which, by the way, anyone who would do something like that, there's something wrong with you. You're just as crazy as the teacher who was locking her kid in the trunk when he found out he had COVID. You're in crazy town.
Yeah.
You some pimple faced knucklehead with a syringe. Well, you don't know what's in that.
No, you really don't.
So yeah, I'm not sure. You know what? I think everyone's doing it differently. I think they all have a different scheme.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any accountability at all. I think there's just numbers getting thrown around. And these 4,500 wrong cases, they're never going to be removed from the books. They're going to stay right where they're at, and they're going to stay a part of the wrong information.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see that 60% of New York is vaccinated, you know what? That's convinced me. I think I'm going to go get vaccinated. But if you only see 20% are vaccinated, you'd be like, well, why not everyone else? What's wrong? Why are you so hesitant? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm going to be hesitant too.
Right.
Maybe I'm going to. Crowd mentality.
Way. That's true. I think this is interesting. And you said it was an undercover agent who revealed this. That's how they got caught.
It was the police department. One of these police departments.
Damn.
And they sent in an undercover agent to get a fake vaccine. And that was the end of the day. That was it.
That's too bad. I wonder if they got a tip or if they're just regularly doing sting operations.
It's got to be a tip.
People.
It's got to be a tip. How are they advertising? Mm-hmm. Is it just word of mouth? See, I mean, it's going to come around, someone who is in the know is going to find out. 4,500 people, you can't keep a secret. You can't keep a secret from three people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And this is not the first time this has happened. They've been catching people selling empty cards or even filled out cards on
eBay.
They got
some state troopers. There were state troopers over in Vermont that got busted for it.
That makes nothing but sense.
Yeah. You know,
this is the black market, and this is how it works. Even right. The gray market. You lawmakers, you nannies, you Karens, you can't stop these things. You can't stop drugs. You can't stop illegalities. People are going to find a way around it. They caught two people. How many other hundreds or even thousands of people are still doing this under the table? Because people don't want this thing. They don't want the jab.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this is the way it goes when people aren't willing to do what we were talking about before, like, you know, stand up.
Yeah, they're playing ball.
Refuse to obey. This is what they do, is they pretend like they're doing what they're told, but the reality is they're actually not, and they're actually putting themselves at an even greater risk. Because, you know, you'll get a felony. These women are charged with felonies for this fraud.
Yeah, what happens to the people? What happens to the customers if they get caught?
Whereas, well, they, yeah, there's probably felony charges for them too.
Exactly,
fraudulent documents or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you just refuse to obey, they're not hitting people with felonies for that yet. At least in the United States that I have heard of, you might get a misdemeanor trespass charge if you hang around, right? Like if you go into a grocery store or wherever, you know, gym or whatever, and you say, "I'm not showing you my vaccine passport," in New York City, they're going to tell you to leave.
Yep.
And if you don't leave,
you're trespassing.
You will get a trespass.
Yeah, but that's it. Not a felony.
And that's a misdemeanor in that case. And you should just leave because they don't want your business, and you shouldn't give them your business.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, I don't know if you've seen any of these New York videos out of these restaurants where protesters are going in and getting arrested. They're getting charged with trespass.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting charged with you didn't get a vaccine passport. It's a trespass charge. So you're taking a much more dangerous route by getting the fake passport or by giving out the fake passports than you would be if you just simply stood up for yourself. So, once again, if there are enough people willing to stand up, there's very little that they can do. We talked about this last night. It always comes down to numbers. That's why the truckers in Canada are winning. Or at least that's why they're not getting arrested.
This week.
Correct. That's why they're not getting a total crackdown on what's happening to them, because they outnumber the police.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the people of New York City outnumber the police. I know there's a lot of cops in New York City, but the people outnumber them too. But the real solution, of course, for those that actually value liberty, for those that understand freedom, is to get to New Hampshire and get active here, because we do have large numbers already of activists, and thousands more just gives us that much more strength and that much more community, and that much more ability to back each other up in situations like this. And that's why they didn't mess with us when we were doing the nightcaps, partying for weeks in Keene. Except one time when they came around and ticketed us for parking overnight, and then they dropped the tickets when we challenged
them. Live free or die, baby. Live free or die.
Yep. Check out 101ReasonsFilm.com to learn the 101 reasons you should move to New Hampshire. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, liberty-loving anarchist. If you're not, then you don't belong here. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.